Well, good morning and welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. I hope you had a great Father's Day weekend. My name is Dean Fulks and I do the majority of teaching at our Lewis Central campus. And this past weekend, we continued in our adulting series looking at the eternal life hacks from the book of Proverbs. You know, the way that we've said this every week is that wisdom is doing life God's way. And really what we've kind of been focusing on at Lewis Center is how God wants to move us onto the right roads. In other words, we kind of want to move from this dependence kind of on self-reliance to a reliance upon God's Spirit on a moment-by-moment, hour-by-hour basis throughout the day. And so that means that we're going to have to choose wisdom, doing life God's way, over willpower, over just forcing it and working, you know, as hard as we can. We talked about how God created a family, and though it makes absolutely no sense in the way that God created family, when you look at it just from an analytical point, that somehow this unit, this thing that God created where he gives people children or young people to invest in or whatnot, that actually take our time, take our resources, actually cause us a great deal of pain at times, yet that cements us together. The meaning that we get from family far outweighs what we sacrifice for family. So we talked about three different proverbs that kind of relate to family this weekend. Number one, we talked about how folly is bound up in the heart of a child, but the rod of discipline drives it far from him. That's Proverbs 22:15. It's interesting, those Hebrew words where it says folly is bound up, it means it's the word for league. So in other words, a child's heart has a league of folly in it, but the rod of discipline, it says that word for discipline is also, it's also the word for tribe. So kids in league, you know, in the folly league, and what he needs is a tribe of discipline. In other words, man, take the opportunity. You've got people who are older than you, men and women, that you can get together with, meet with people we said who've already paid the dumb tax, right? So you don't have to make the same payments and make the same mistakes that they have made. And the second proverb that we talked about, we said, if one curses father or mother, his lamp will be put in outer darkness. This is a tough proverb because not everybody grows up with great parents, in particular dads. You know, 25% of kids in Ohio are going to grow up, are going to go to bed every night without dad at home. They're going to grow up independent from dad. And if dad is not present in their lives, a child is 90 times more likely to run away from home in Ohio, 80 times more likely to commit a sexual crime, 71 times more likely to drop out of school, and 63 times more likely to commit suicide. So when Proverbs says, if one curses father or mother, his lamp will be put in utter darkness, it kind of parallels that same thing that, you know, you read in the Ten Commandments, where it says, honor your father and mother, that your days will be long on the earth. But you know what? Honor doesn't mean trust and affection and admiration. I think honoring means respecting the position that your parents represent. So even if your parents are bad parents, you learn bad lessons from them that hopefully you don't repeat. But in the family structure, parents really are the first authority you have in the world. They kind of represent God to you as a little kid. And so we respect their position, even if we can't drop our kids off to stay with them or whatever it is. It doesn't mean trust or affection or admiration. I think those things would be calling us to lie, in which case, because not all parents are trustworthy or affectionate or admirable. The last proverb we looked at was Proverbs 22:6. It says, train up the child in the ways he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. We talked about that reality. There's just no such thing as perfect parents. There's only one of those. It's God. And so we have to steer our children in the right direction and point them towards him. And that means along the way, they're going to make mistakes. And hopefully we will help them work through those mistakes. We talked about this reality a few years ago, you know, that idea of prepare your children for the roads and not the roads for your children. Some of us just go way over and above to make sure our kids don't experience anything difficult or don't ever have a struggle. And the reality is we kind of want them to struggle some while they're with us before they're launched into the world. So what's important about that is that even if your kids don't listen to what you say, right, nothing trumps modeling. It's part of our family framework, one of the M's. And what I've learned, you know, some people just say, Dean, I'm not disciplined. Even in that verse we talked about earlier, it says everyone needs a tribe of discipline. I've learned everybody's disciplined. The only question is, what are you disciplined about? Raising kids is way more caught than it is taught. So in your primary role as teacher, it just means that you be creative at times. And the great news about that is that everybody can be part of a new family. You know, after the book of Acts in the New Testament, really the term disciple drops out of use and believers refer to each other as brother and sister because we're family. And that's why this past weekend we celebrated baptisms at our campuses. And I know for us, we had students who were at the student camp this week who were baptized. We had a lady who was well into her 80s get baptized at the Lewis Center campus. We saw the whole gamut of generations, and part of being baptized is saying, I'm becoming part of a new family. I've got a new Heavenly Father, and I've got a new family. So as we enter this week, let's pray towards being good brothers and sisters to one another in God's family. God, I do pray that you would help us. I know sometimes family life is chaotic and crazy, and sometimes up is down and down is up, and we're not always sure about those relationships. But God, in our spiritual family, we rely on you. We're choosing wisdom. We're choosing to do this your way and not our way, to rely on you and not our own sense about what we think is best. And God, we believe that as we do that, the generations behind us, they will not depart from your ways. I pray for anybody who's listening this morning, God, who maybe has a child who's struggling right now, maybe struggling physically, or maybe God, struggling spiritually. They've walked away from the faith. Lord, I pray that both you would be near the parents and that you would be near those kids and that you would draw them back to yourself. Why don't you take just a second now and you take the opportunity to pray both for your nuclear family and for your spiritual family. Well, once again, thanks for being with us. I shared with our campus last week about how grateful I am to be your pastor. And really, that's just another way to say how grateful I am to be part of your spiritual family. So as you go this week, I pray that you'll look for opportunities to reach out to folks and maybe take the opportunity to invite folks to be part of one of our gatherings coming up this weekend. God bless.